Ramazim in a group of drushes that Chazal have on the word regarding Shemitah, the word that says in Pasuk La'achla, that Shemitah is a year when we eat the produce of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is making a point of this, that it's for eating and not for business. For eating, and not even, the last thing we were talking about, is not even for the purpose of producing medicine. The field should not be used for creating medicines. So that's a strange thing. What does that mean? We need to have medicine. So of course, says no, we don't need to have medicine. We don't need to have medicine. The reason that we get bogged down in all of this stuff, and we have to get all the medications and vaccinations and so on, is because we're making ourselves sick during the 6 days of the week and the 6 years of the Shemitah. We make ourselves sick, and that the machlas that we have are to a large extent, of course, he knows that it's not all. That's not the only place where machlas come from, but we know much more about this now than in those days of Rav Kook. That how much sickness and how much physical illness and misery, besides, of course, all the emotional stuff. I mean, if you're in the business of selling antidepressants, you're a big gvir, right? Anybody that's in that business, antidepressants, you're a huge gvir. Anxiety stuff, the medicines for the anxiety, a big gvir. Mazel tov Shmuel, his son became a chassan, Tzvika's a chassan. Oh, Hashem. I said you have to come from your shrine so we can give you a mazel tov. Isn't that nice? I have to give a mazel tov. Yeah. So all of these medicines, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars, and the whole world is taking all this stuff. They're giving out to little kids, like these 6-year-old kids, are on anti-anxiety, antidepressant, all this stuff. What happened? What happened? What's going on? And these emotional sickness leads to all kinds of physical problems and so on and so forth. And Jews are also weighed down by all of the avarice that they're afraid of and they're nervous about and they get upset about, which is a nice thing, but it's also making them sick. And there was a famous Jewish comedian that he had a shtick that, you know, he says, you see any person that's not Jewish, they're all walking around, like 70-year-old people, 80-year-old people, all walking around and like building houses and stuff. And you see a Jew, he's like 11 years old, he's walking around, he has a backache, and things are not going well, you know. Because we're nervous about Hashem Yisbarach, we want to do the right thing, so Jews get all kinds of backaches and heartaches and all kinds of tzaras. So Rav Kook is saying that Shemitah is la'achla, is for the purpose of eating, and chazal dash, and not for medicine, not for a food, because there's the Shabbos of Shemitah and everything we say about that we're learning about Shabbos for Shemitah, of course, on a weekly level applies the Shabbos of the week. When a person be'emes comes into that world of Shabbos and comes to the world of Shemitah, so then he's able to be to a large degree come to a place outside of all of those germs and bacteria that get him and that destroy his life. And coming back to a place that's physically healthy and emotionally healthy, that's what Shabbos and Shemitah are about. So on page 49, I'll just go over just read, it's a very small thing, just to read the Lashon HaKodesh, and we'll do the English for those who have it, and then we'll go inside and see Rav Avinir's Peirush. So it says, Rav Kook writes that that in this year the divine character of the people will be revealed in its glory. In the Mekor of its Ruach of Elokus. And this or, this illumination that comes once every 7 years, Meshaches Acharei Alios Idelios Elokios. It has what he translates here as an afterglow or an after effect of keeping a person connected to the divine ideals that will gradually shape our ethical characters. That slowly and gradually shall neshamas hein holchos v'koyv sheslan mokim b'chaim. So that this outlook, that in other words, we have the Shemitah year, we have Shabbos and the Shemitah year, and there's an afterglow or an after effect that can gradually affect the way that we think of things, the way that we live. After Shabbos and after Shemitah, Meshech Achzor Aliyah Adiel Salikias Shemach Shem Ha'iti Shal Neshamas Hen Holchos V'Koyv Sheslan Mokem Achaim. That slowly, this way of thinking, a healthy way, and this way of what Rav Kook calls the ideals of Elokus, slowly conquers more territory in the person's life. That is able to conquer more territory. That Sunday and Monday don't have to be the same thing, the same way that they used to be. And this first year and the second year don't have to be the way they used to be. That's only Shemitah. That's only Shabbos. The tachlis is that Shabbos should have an impact on the week, and that Shemitah should be able to bring us into a different kind of a year. So Rav Kook is saying that slowly but surely, when a person really, really keeps Shabbos and keeps Shemitah in the right way, that slowly but surely, they're able to kayv shos lahen mokum b'chaim. That this way of thinking, with less stress and less gashmis v'chulei, that this way, and less competition and anger and all the things that we're talking about, that slowly but surely it kovshus lan mokim b'chaim, able to become a deeper, and translates here, a deeper and more formative part of us, conquers more territory in our lives. Ad shahashkofas achayim anoivas mimena, until a longer and significant period has elapsed, enough to raise up not merely individuals or just the collective and particular generation, but even all the generations will live during that period. We'll see what that means in a minute. Hayovel. The tachas of Shemitah is, of course, to get to Yovel, the seventh Shemitah, which is the Madrega that I was talking about by Shabbos HaGadol, and we'll talk about it on Shabbos also in the afternoon, the Madrega of Shavuos, of Yovel, of 50, the 50 Shari Bina. So it kufa haras olam harucha mi yisayid ha-chayfesh alaki ha-eliyam. The Yovel is a time of rebirth for the whole world, not just for the individual, not just for the Jewish people, for the whole world, grounded in divine freedom. All right, let's learn inside piece by piece. Page 49. Luma yesh ruach neshama. The nation has not only a guf, but the nation has, just like a person has, nefesh, ruach, neshama, also deep madregas of chayichid, but just like the individual has these madregas, so too, the nation has a madrega of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The nation has luma yesh ruach and neshama, hakeim es batomid. And regardless of what we're physically up to, the nation has within it, within herself, Am Yisrael has within herself a ruach, a nefesh, a ruach, a neshama. Ela shebahofas ha'umba b'mitzias. However, what happens is that in the practical day-to-day life of an individual and of a nation, sibuchei achayim shochakim es rucha. The complications of life have a way of grinding and crushing the ruach, not only of a person, but of the people. They're just surviving parnasa and then complications, Milchamis, and so on, shachakim es rucha. They have a way of crushing the spirit of the nation. Lamela ora misma'amein, and that causes the light of the Jewish people to become dim. It dims the light of the nation. Just like you can catch yourself even tonight by the Shabbos table, talking about things that are weekday things, that not Shabbos-dicker things, because the week has a way of just taking away from you this feeling. It never does, but it just takes away from you your nefesh, your ruach, your neshama, and it leaves you like a kli that just there's nothing to talk about except what this one does or that one does or whatever the topic is of the week in the world. And it has a way of, the week and time has a way of crushing one's spirit. Shnas ha-shmita yitzorach shel ha'uma. Therefore, Shmita and Shabbos, of course, is an absolute need that we have. Shekein achas l'sheva shanim, that at least once in 7 years, al ha'uma l'hezgalois by fa'asa ha'shleima v'ha'amitas. Once in 7 years, the nation is forced, and now we don't feel it as much, but the nation is forced to be misgala in her true nature. The true nature of Am Yisrael is forced to be revealed, because all of the weekday and regular years, all of that stuff is now suspended. So the emes of who we are and who the nation is and who the person is can be mezgal, can be revealed. Gam lo adam haprati yesh neshama b'meshach kol yemesa shavua. No matter what we do during the week, and how far away we stray from our essential character, the truth is that we have the neshama, of course, with us the whole week. Ach yimei achol v'ha'isuk b'chulin, however, the days of the week and our preoccupation with chulin, with all the mundane things of the week, shachak yimeisa, they have a way of concealing the neshama, of dimming its light. Shabbos misgala nishmosai b'mloy hadar. But on Shabbos, the neshama is able to be mezgala, is able to be revealed, is able to come out b'mloy hadar, in all of its beauty, on Shabbos. Zu ha neshama hayisera. This is the neshama hayisera. Kol mekadesh shvi kiroi loy, Shem Shabbos kedas mechal loy. All this mirrors in the Slonim Sfarim, it says, mibayva atzeisai. There's a moshel that's brought down in the Sfarim, the Slonim Sfarim, when it says kol Hashem Shabbos kiroi loy, shvi kiroi loy. It says in the mirrors, kiroi loy. For some people. All Shabbos is able to accomplish for them is that they're not machal Shabbos. So that's their madrega. It doesn't mean they're not in a higher madrega, but at least there's a pause from the 6 days. Then you have, there are higher and higher madregas that a person can reach on Shabbos and Shemitah. That's what it means. Let's say she karoi lo, no. Kamakadish Shvi Kiroi Lo, right? Kiroi Lo. So the Slonim Sfarim say Kiroi Lo means that every person, depending upon where you're holding, Shabbos will help you in that way. So there's a Moshe that's brought down that I think the Beis Avraham, I don't remember which one of the tzaddikim said, but there's a Moshe to explain the Zemiris Mibayev Hatzeisa. That for some Jews, it seems like there's a marshal that the king is making a chasna. So it's a gewaldige simcha, and the way that it was in the old days is when the king made a simcha, then And he would give out to his sarim, to his ministers, noblemen, he would give out all kinds of gifts, chashuva presents, that he would give to, that's what they used to do. He would give out presents to the chevra that worked for him, the ones who were close to him. There was a general amnesty that the prisoners were allowed out of jail. They were freed from jail. That was when it was a gnusia, a simcha, when the king made a simcha. That's how they used to do things. Well, it means every prisoner, but the prisoner was they were free. So the Slonimah said that's what it means. Miboyeva, I'd say so. He said, for some Jews, Shabbos means miboa, means to come to a higher madrega, lavo, lamashul gadol, to come to something higher. Then for other Jews, it means, I'd say so, means at least to get out of prison. At least to get out of prison. So the people who are the noblemen, the ones who are like the sarim, the ministers in the government, so that for them, they get presents. In other words, they get higher madregas on Shabbos. That's called miboa, But even for the simplest prisoners that are in jail, it's a big day when the king, it's a big day Shabbos, because it's say so, at least they can get out of prison for, at least they're out of jail for a day. They're out of jail for a day. And when a person gets out of jail, they can have a big hasaga of what life is, instead of, you know, people when they're in jail, they become, that's how that they don't know how to live outside of jail. So Shabbos is each person, that's what it means, every person, where you're holding, the Shabbos gives you this time. I mean, boy, if I'd say so. Each person, for some people, Shabbos means just being able to rest or to take it easy. And for another person, Shabbos means that it's an opportunity to come to much higher madrigas. Whether you work for the king as a minister or whether you're just a simple schlepper for the king, everybody needs to have Shabbos. Everybody needs to have Shemitah to at least get out from jail. Because at least once every week and once every Shemitah, the true character, the true nature of Am Yisrael and of the person is able to be experienced, is able to be revealed. It goes through this. By Shemitah, the true character, the true nature of the Jewish people is able to be revealed. But the rest of the 6 years of Shemitah, the strength of the nation the true strength of Am Yisrael is much, much less. We're much weaker during the other 6 years. There's all kinds of masks that are covering up the neshama of the Jewish people, and the neshama of the individual. And that's what Rav Kook says. But the tachlis is to be able to affect the 6 days of the week with Shabbos and the 6 days of the Shemitah with Shemitah. The ha'orazu, this illumination of Shemitah, haba achas l'shev shana, that comes once every 7 years. Moishechas acharea aliyos idelios elokios is able to bring out more ideal aliyos, more aliyos of idealism, of elokus. Shebehechsheiran haiti shel haneshamas hein holchos v'kovshes lahan malkam b'chaim. And that they slowly have the ability once the neshama, like I said about the person who was able to get out, he gets out of jail for a bit. Even if he goes back into jail, once he was out of jail, he got a taste of what it means to be free. So he has more of a shifa to be somebody that's not a prisoner. So too, every single Shabbos we get out of jail. So even though you go back into the week, but if possible, that freedom that you experienced on Shabbos should be able to be kairish, should be able to conquer more of the time that you're spending back in jail. That at least when you're back in jail, you should have different hasagas of what your tachlis in life is, as opposed to just, you know, the worst thing that that happens to a person when they're in that matzav, lo aleinu, if a person is in jail, the Jews that went through, you know, camps and all these things, is that the ruach, the neshama of the person is crushed, and the whole messias becomes. My father, although some said that sometimes he remembered that. You know, that there was a whole thing when they gave them this little piece of bread, whatever it was, a thing that they gave once a day. They said it usually was disgusting, moldy, and whatever, but they gave them this little piece of bread. So there was always a shakta v'taya, you know, to whether to eat it right away or to try to eat it slowly and to save it. So my father said that it was, you saw people that you knew, that you grew up with, that were very refined and chashuva people, and that they would resort to stealing somebody else's. Like he said that once during the night, he saw there was a guy that he knew, there was a Talmud Chacham, and my father said they were there, was quiet, and he saw that he was trying to go under this person's thing, I don't know, to pull out. Because this guy saw that the other guy didn't eat all of his bread, so the other guy went to try to get his friend's piece of bread, and my father said that he was watching this, and then the guy felt it, and he woke up, and they started fighting. It was a whole scene over there, and then the rest of the guys had to go and pull them apart, and my father said that he was thinking when that happened, he told this to me once, that. What happened? Look what they did to us. Look what they did to us. That they had this person, said Tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, and he's going to steal a thing from whatever's left from this guy. My father said, this is what they did to us. They made us like into animals. And that's an infinitely lesser degree, you know. There's that I say very often, the thing I once heard from somebody, that they call the thing a rat race that we're in, right? It's called a rat race. So I heard somebody once said that even if you win, you're still a rat. Even if you win, you're still a rat. So that rat race gets to you, and at least if you have one day when you're not in that race. So then, even when you get back into the race, you're able to look at yourself and say, "This is crazy. Like, this is crazy. What am I doing in my life? What's the tachas of all of this?" As opposed to somebody that just goes, "I don't know how people do that without Shabbos, like day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year." Because even the biggest business person, who's day and night busy with customers and clients and his phone and he's on the computer and he's got 50 emails an hour telling him about how he's making a million or losing a million. Even he makes kiddush and he sings Kol Mekadesh Shvi. And hopefully doesn't have his phone under the tablecloth. And so it's a little, at least he has me, boy, if I had say so. Again, it's Kol Mekadesh Shvi Kiroi. Maybe he sits at his table, God forbid, talking about business also. But that a person should have time away. What does that mean to have a whole year? I don't know if Jay, if you remember this, that years ago, so I was giving a shiur in uptown in YU in Yisrochan, and somebody spoke to me about the idea to take off a little bit and go to Yerushalayim for a little bit. I had never thought about that. That's the truth. I knew people that they have such a thing called a sabbatical. You know, I know there's such a thing like a shmita, right? I know there's such a thing, but I never thought of it. And then somebody that I know was saying to me, she was like egging me on. You know, you got to do it. You're doing this already for a long time. It's a good idea. Got a little bit. So start to sound good, you know. Start to sound good. And I said to my wife, you know, I was talking to so-and-so. I said, maybe it's Shaykh to do such a thing. So, Shaykh, we're talking. And then I remember I was in the hallway upstairs on the third floor in YU, and I went up to Jay, and I said to Jay, no, I was talking about this, what do you think, is it Shaykh? And Jay said right away, 100% Rebbe behind you, go for it. I don't know if anybody else said that, but Jay said it's going to be great, it's going to be great. I mean, And then the next thing you know, Singul Shmuel Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem, went for a couple of months. So it wasn't exactly sabbatical. It wasn't a whole year. I think they called it a mini sabbatical at the time, right?
Yeah.
Right? Shlomo, that's when you were in yeshiva there. Got to hang out a little bit. Here's the office. Diskin 13. Called Diskin 13. So when a person has that, you know, the Eretz Yisrael is an interesting thing. I was talking to an old friend of mine when I was in Bay Diskin that I grew up with in Queens. He's a Talmud Chacham, a very fashionable person. He's a Rosh Yeshiva, one of the heads of the yeshiva. So he was telling me that in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if it's every 7 years. I don't know exactly how they work it, but they have it's in the law. They have a year off. Like a Shemitah. They have a year off of sabbatical. Even the word sabbatical in English is Shabbistic, right? Sabbatical. They have a year off, the teachers, and during that time, he says they're learning and working on Svarim and family, and he says that it gives them it's a whole different 6 years. I don't know, but he said 6 years, whatever, maybe 10 years, I don't know when they do that, but the rest of the tekufa afterwards, there's a whole different chiyas. It's the nature of a human being to. And we're talking about not just in Gashmis, also a person needs to have a day off, but in Ruchnis, and who we are, to remember the tachlis of life, and Yiddishkeit, and family, and to be able to. And not everybody has the ability to do that, and Hashem therefore put into the Torah such a thing. Shemitah. And Hashem gave Hashem signed on such a thing. It's not up to you. But you see what happened. He's going to mention it in a few minutes. Because of the difficulties of life in Golas, that eventually they had to come up with all kinds of etayrim to be able to continue to do business during Shemitah. It's chaval. So whatever it is, whether it's Heter Mechir, whether it's Oitzah Beznan, if you walk around in Eretz Yisrael now, it's business as usual. So a couple of farmers will get themselves pictures in the Jewish newspapers every week. You have a couple of farmers, so they're having a good year, I guess. They're having a Shemitah. But for the rest of the Olam, and even for many of those people, that because of the difficulties of life and what happened to us in Golis, they had to find a way to get around it, and that's not the ideal. The ideal is that the Am Yisrael needs, the people, the nation needs to have that year, and an individual needs to have Shabbos and to have that year, and to be able to slowly use that time to be able to conquer more of the time during the year back in prison, that you shouldn't forget that you're not a prisoner. You should remember that you're a free person with the learning this morning. That you're a free person. If that's him, you're a free person. So he says, He'orazu, Rav Avinair explains, on the bottom of 49, He'orazu shel nishma sa'uma, this illumination where the Shom of Am Yisrael has a chance to be out of jail and is able to shine. Hamiyira b'shnas hashvi, b'shon hashvi, that is shining during the seventh year. Because then also remember, and we see this already in the time that we see from Chazal, that during the Shemitah, and now you have also in Eretz Yisrael, all kinds of shiurim. I mean, people are off, so they're able to learn. So you have shiurim and all kinds of shabreng. It's a whole year of ruchnis that you're able to have. A whole year of ruchnis, not just to try to get a little bit, you know, Shabbos, you have it's so short, but to have a whole year. Enemy ur l'shaitel bilvad, that or of Shemitah is not just for the seventh year. Elihi makrina gamar hashanim harigila shalachara. It has the ability to shine its light for the following years. Regular years. Kishem shekedushas haShabbos makrina al yemay sachol. The same way that the light of Shabbos is able to shine its light on the 6 days of the week. Because every single day of the week we say in davening, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Next page, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. We say Masa Shabbos, the Psukim. So we're asking Hashem on Shabbos ends, we say that capital of Tehillim, and we ask Hashem that V'inayim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, that the pleasantness, the beauty, whatever of Hashem should be upon us. Ma'asei Yadeinu Kaneinu means that may the work of our hands prosper, be successful, kaneinu, established, prosper, to be successful. So what does this mean? On a deeper level, Zubakosha Alam Shochas Kedushas HaShabbos HaYimayis HaChol. So the simple pshat means that Hashem helped that during the week that my business prosper. Masi, that my work is successful. I'm going back into the week. Help me that the week should be a good week. Should be a successful week. So, V'inam Hashem HaKen Alayim Masi HaKen Alayim Masi HaKen Alayim. But the Svarim HaKadoshim say, that's what he's bringing here, the Svarim tell us that it's not going on the upcoming week. And Pnimis is talking about that what I just did on Shabbos, my Shabbos that I just had, Masi Yadeinu that I did on Shabbos, that I kept Shabbos, Koneneu, that it should establish me that I should prosper during the week. In other words, doesn't just mean that I should have good parnasa or I should be masliach in school during the week. It means that he says that this zubakash am shachas kedus Shabbos ayimasachol. May my Shabbos be a prosperous Shabbos. It should be such a Shabbos that my Shabbos was such a Shabbos. My Shabbos was such a strong Shabbos that it's rich, and it's able to continue to provide me with parnasa, not just the money of the, but the parnasa of ruchnias. You following? The parnasa of Shabbos during the week should continue. Not just I should have a parnasa money, but that that Shabbos should be mefarnes me. Koneneo means to establish. Atokananta. Koneneo lechonein means to hold up, to establish. That the Shabbos should, that I should be uplifted during the week. See, he explains. Zubakash lam shachas kedusha Shabbos ha'yimayisachal. Sha'anoam ha'eloki. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu. We should think about that. Let's say Shabbos when we daven. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu. That Rabbi Shalom, help me that I should feel your sweetness. V'hinoam Hashem. V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, help me to feel your sweetness and your love and your presence that I felt on Shabbos. I should feel it during the week. That it should continue on during the week of Ma'asei Yadeinu when we're working. Not just to be masliach in my work, but I should feel that Noam Eloki, why am I working? I shouldn't forget why I'm working. What am I working for? I should remember that during the week, because you can forget what you're working for. What are you going around 8, 9, 10 hours a day making money? What are you doing this for? What's the tachlis of all of this? You could forget. It's very easy to forget. So we're asking Hashem, that during the week of Ma'asei Yadeinu, that I should remember what's the tachlis of all of this. The tachlis of all of this is Shabbos. It's Noam Hashem. Al Olam Ha'asiyah. Then on the work week, Zohar Ma'arvar Mikdushas HaShabbos El Achol. This is the way that we move. This is the transition that we make from Shabbos to the week. All of the tefillos of Matzei Shabbos, the zmiras of Malav HaMalka, Hine Kel Yishuasi Havdala, Hine Kel Yishuasi Eftach V'lo Avchad, Hine Kel Yishuasi Eftach V'lo Avchad. Everything we're saying by Matzei Shabbos, I'm afraid to go back into the week. Hine Kel Yishuasi Eftach V'lo Avchad. We're asking Hashem about to help that. I'm afraid to go back into the week. Not just afraid of the stuff of the week, but I'm afraid that I'm going to lose this Noam Hashem. When I leave Shabbos, that I'm not going to be able to continue to feel this connection. And so we have Malav HaMalka. All the zmiras are about this. It's all the zmiras of Malav HaMalka, this Nakuda.
You have the same feeling. You know, you're going out of Pesach. So the next week is all Gevurah.
Right. Especially this. I said to my wife yesterday, I said, this week seemed like it was 3 weeks long.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
It felt like it was 3 weeks long. Because we left Shabbos together with Pesach, and it was the week of Gevurah. And it feels like Pesach. I was having a piece of matzah yesterday, and I was thinking, a week ago it was and here I am, but it feels like a long time since Pesach. It feels like a long time. So, and because it was very, very hard for us to leave all of that. This year especially was such a Shabbos with the Yontif, and then to go right back into the week. It's interesting to talk about it now, but you know, Yontif, there's a whole Shiloh where by Yontif there's an Indian of Malav Malka Bechla. Okay, that you have different days, but it's a deacon. Pashtus says that there's no Malav Malka. If you look in the Kisari, we don't have an Indian. No Seder Malav Malka for Yontif. The Chilik is that Yontif is different. Yontif is Alila Regal. Alila Regal means that you're coming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. It's going to be Hashem Baruch's house. And Shabbos is when the Baruch Shalom comes into our house. So then you're Malav Malka. You walk Hashem out of Shabbos. But after Yontif, you feel like you're just kicked out of Hashem's house. Notice, time's up. So it's different. It's Malav Malka. What's the Shabbos? We're Malav the king. Queen, the Shabbos queen, we take it because when it's Yontif, when it's Shabbos, rather, Hashem is by us on Shabbos. It's the meaning of Shabbos is that Hashem's Baruch is by us. So, we don't let him go so fast. You know, he's got to go. The Shechina's got to leave. But we try to hold on to the Shechina. So you put out you put out something nice on the table. You have a tablecloth on, you light a candle, and you say to the Shechina, a little bit, you know, what are you rushing? What are you rushing? And the Shechina says, okay, I'll stay with you a little bit. It's already 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And you're singing some Zemiras. You're making the Shechina says, look, I got to take care of the world. You know, stuff to do over here. There's things to do. There are another 6 days of the week. It's not just Shabbos. Not yet until Mashiach comes. So then we go with the Shabbos and we walk out and we're Malav HaMalka. That's what means to Malav HaMalka. Go out with Shabbos. It's hard to let go of you, but I understand that you have to go. And we walk out with Shabbos. But Yontif is different. Yontif is the Inyan of Alila Regal, is that by Yontif we go into Hashem's Baruch's house. It's a different Inyan that affects a lot of the things in Halach. I'm not going into it now, but in Yontif we go in, Kivyochel, you go into the Baruch's house. And then, even there you have such an Inyan also of Koshal, I pray to Ascham, so we make a Sudas Prayer, right? So we do make a Nila Sechag, we make Mashiach Sudas, Nila Sechag, and so on. But the Baruch Shalom is a medactic in this man, and he says, "Okay, Kindlech, you got to go." And so there's no Malav Malka, Masiyantiv, and that's hard. But when it comes out, Masa Shabbos, you have Malav Malka, Masa Shabbos. When it comes out, Yontif is finished, Malav Shabbos. But Yontif goes in such a way where it just feels very sudden how it leaves, and. But the tachlis of this, of course, is that v'hi noyim Hashem l'keinu aleinu. We should be able to have the noyim Hashem l'keinu aleinu. It's not just for Yontif. It's not just for Shabbos. And you see that the tzaddikim made a big, big, big thing with the Malav HaMalka. The Sefer Shvi is by Shmita also. We have a Kabbalah that's brought down in the Gemara that Mashiach. Not so Shvi is that nach Shemitah, the day after Shemitah, is a time that's very mukhsha for Mashiach to come after Shemitah. You see, there's such an Indian that if we hold on to Hashem, because Shemitah is like Shabbos, and we don't want to let Hashem's Baruch leave, and Shemitah is very strong, and if we hold on strong enough, that we could bring Mashiach. So Matzah Shvi is a very big time for Mashiach. Right after Shemitah is the strongest time to have Mashiach come. Just like after Shabbos is Eliyahu Navi, it's a very strong time for Gula, Matzah Shabbos. That's why we sing about Eliyahu Navi on Shabbos, because we're in that place of Yinam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. We're saying, I don't want to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. which is the need of Mashiach. Mashiach means we'll never be away from Hashem. If we would hold on to that strongly, and we wouldn't let go, Mashiach would come. So we daven fel yanavi Masa Shabbos. We try to be more aware of the need of Gula Masa Shabbos. What's the Shavuos? It's like the Shabbos squid, right? Much more. What's the Shavuos? After Shemitah. So if we would bemes be in that place of v'hinam Hashem Elokeinu Elohim, that we're not letting you go, other Rabbi. We're not letting you go. Like the Maisif from the Noam Elam Malach, that his son Rabbi Loza, it was not that it wasn't a Maisif, that his son the Tzadik Rabbi Loza said that the question was that the Chassidim made such a big inyan about Malav Malka, right? The Chassidim made Malav Malka into a huge thing. Of course, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch of Malav Malka, but the Chassidim made it like. So the Rabbi Loza from Lezhensk said that a marshal that there's a very 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 poor shtetl, very poor shtetl. A broken down village, and the king happens to be making a big trip, and he's going, he has to go on a big trip somewhere, and the message came ahead with a messenger that the king is going to be passing through, this village. So the whole village got, even though they were so poor, they got crazy busy, painting. And trying to fix up the shacks that they lived in, and to they started the streets to clean, and to move away the dirt, and to smooth it, to make it beautiful, everything nice as much as they could. And even though they were so poor, they got the most expensive food, to put down for the king. And the king came to the village, and they all come out. They also put on the nice clothing, and so the king comes, and they make a big kabbalah sponim for him. At the end of the visit, they make a banquet for him, and the king is in a very, very happy mood, and the people gave him such a nice Kabbalah's panim, and the king says, okay, he says to his little villagers, he says, Chefe, how could I help you? So this one starts to scream out, Rata, save me, help me, my son is dying, I don't have any medicine, I can't, there's no doctor I can't afford. This one screams out and says that I don't have a coat for the winter. I start screaming and hollering, and so the king says, "I don't understand. I came. It looks like you guys have it worked out. What's going on?" So the leader of the rub over there of the village, whatever, says, "Your Majesty, listen. This place is a total wreck. It's a total mess. We have nothing." It's only because we knew you were coming, so we wanted to, we just killed ourselves to try to make it presentable. But the truth of the matter is, we're dying. So Rabbi Loza Lezhensky said, that's the side of Malav Malka. That's what he said. So we make this banquet, Kivyocha Fashan, we make for the queen, for the Shechina, we make this banquet, Matzah Shabbos. And after Shabbos, and make a back Matzah Shabbos to part from the queen, and the queen says, Shabbos Hamalka says, okay, you got it. You look like you're okay. And that's the strongest this earth is for Gula then. Is that we're okay. A total mess. This is all fake. We're not in good shape at all. We just tried to put something together because you came to visit, so we tried to put something together. But we're not managing during the week. We can't continue on. We have nothing. He said, that's the meaning of Malav Malka. And if that's strong enough by Moshe Shabbos, this is a historic failure of Navi. If a Jew is strong enough and the Jewish people are strong enough to say that, Anachnu lo yichol mistadeh kacha, that we're not managing, it's not working out. And be very, very strong that we can't go on like this, then Mashiach would come. Mashiach would come. But what happens to us is that after you say, okay, just get back into the routine. You forget about it. But if we would make a big machar, especially Masa Shavuos, I don't know if they're going to have any rallies like that. I'm not a rally maker. But if there'd be a big machar to the Rabbanu Shalom, they'd say, Nachum lo mistadrim. Just because it looks like the Jews are making a lot of money now, and we're eating at expensive restaurants, and we have lots of clothing, and we take Pesach vacations and so on, So, but the truth of the matter is that we're totally messed up. Mm-hmm. It's a total mess. And this is just, we just got some money cooking. We never had it before. So we're, you know, we're buying a lot of food. We're going to hotels and stuff. It's a total mess. The Panemius is a wreck. Everything's messed up. So we would make a big mechaz and could bring Mashiach. So, but what happens is that you just, you know, you forget. But what Rav Kook is explaining is that the tachlis is not to forget. The tachlis is not to forget. So he says, Zuham Avram Kedushas Shabbos L'Chol V'Am Shachas Kedushas. Rav Avner explains to try to bring Kedushas Shabbos into the Yimei Achol. Tvisas Hashabbos Kiyom Nivda Bal Erech Gadol Hilamaisa Hazocher V'Havon Habesisas Shel Hashabbos B'Madrega Nemucha. So everybody knows Zohar and Shomer, right? There's two things, Shabbos, Zohar and Shomer. So Zohar means to remember and Shomer means to keep. So what Rabbi Avinu is explaining is that, look, everybody leaves Shabbos. When you leave Shabbos, you look back nostalgically and you remember Shabbos. And that's nice, to remember that Shabbos was beautiful. Or to remember that a Yontov was beautiful, to remember that Shabbos was beautiful. But there's a higher madrega that's called Shomer. And Shomer means it's not enough just to remember. Shomer means even during the week. It means that to take something, a poil, a maisa, not just to have a good memory of Shabbos, but there should be a Shomer to guard, to hold on to. Gam l'shmita yesh erech atzmei gadol. So the seventh year is very, very great, but it's not enough just to remember that you had a seventh year. Rav Kook says, "Alias ideios elokios." There needs to be a shmirah to guard the shemitah, and guarding the shemitah means that I'm able to use that shemitah that I had to change the way that I live during this 6 years, to make practical changes, and to make adjustments in my life, not just to look back and say, "Ah, it was so nice." You know, there's such a thing as Chomesh Avel HaPesach, you know? It's an interesting thing, Chomesh Avel HaPesach. You don't have by other Yom Tov sort of thing, but Chomesh, there's such a thing as Avel HaPesach. Because everybody knows that the Radbaz already said back then, and that they even a pshat, that even if Chomesh is the Yetzahar, is a negative way of thinking. So, what does it mean? Pesach finished last week. So there are some people, when they finish Pesach, they put away the kelim, or they, whatever, they go onto the plane, the ones that are doing that stuff, and that's it. Pesach is finished. Pesach is done. That's not what was meant to be. And if you do that, then you should know that the Oivan is of Chomesh Avel HaPesach. Pesach means that you're supposed to use the koiches of Pesach that to be able to continue on with the milchama against Chomes during the year. We able to eat Chomes. So the Zohar Kodesh says, now we have the koiches to fight against the Chomes because of Pesach. But so we're supposed, the tachlis is not to, the tachlis is to be able to eat Chomes. Like to eat a big kedusha, but in other words, to live with the Yetzirah, but to use the Yetzirah in a way of serving Hashem, like the whole Torah is a Baal Shem. But a person finishes Pesach and he's done with Pesach. That's it. He's done, and he's on. The next thing, he's online to get himself a pizza, and he's finished. There's no more Pesach. Pesach is done. That's Chomesh Avel HaPesach. The Baal Shem doesn't want us to have. He wants us that we should use Pesach to fight against the Chomesh inside of us during the year too. You shouldn't have a whole year of Chomesh Avel HaPesach. Somebody was telling me, he was showing off, that he still had Shmur Masses from last Pesach. He used this Pesach. So I said, well, I'm not so nispoel from that. You have old Masses. He says, I put them into the oven, and they're fresh. I said, I know, I also put them during the year. I take some Masses from Pesach. I said, but those are for during the year, but it's already Pesach, Tashrin, Pei Pesach. You tell me you have Masses from Tashrin, Pei Aleph Masses. So what's the matter with you? So old matzahs, they're not fresh matzahs. But I make them fresh. I said, nah, it's not. That means it's when they were saying l'shem matzahs mitzvah, they were doing l'shem matzahs mitzvah tashrin pei aleph. And you're showing off that you have these matzahs that you're going to use them for tashrin pei beis. What? It's like you're happy when your kid gets left back in school or something? That's not a simcha. It's a fresh matzahs. You have to have new matzahs. The chiyas. An old matzah, you did some cosmetic job on an old matzah, you fixed it up, you took an old matzah and you put it in the oven a little bit, and the matzah comes out saying, yeah, you could use me for the Seder. You're an old matzah, you're over bottle. But it's not chametz. It's not chametz. It's matzah she'over lava Pesach. Understand? I always feel bad for those matzahs that didn't make it to Pesach, you know? But the matzahs, they somehow got to the other place in the box that you didn't take it out for the Seder. I'm not talking besides if you have matzahs mitzvah, but the other matzahs, they didn't make it to Yontif. And you're eating this matzah like, you know, Chanukah or something. Next Chanukah, you're eating this matzah. The matzah says, what a mazel I have. When they were rolling me, I thought I'm going to be by a Seder, and I ended up by a Chanukah again. You know, by a Chanukah Suda. But it could be matzah shavua Pesach too. The Baruch didn't want Pesach to finish by Pesach. He wants a person to live with Pesach, after Pesach too. So then you see a Sarmu, which is a, the Ramban says, there is a long chalamoy. Till Shavuos, that it should be Hamshach. It should be that you're out of jail, you take that freedom with you after Pesach. Not that you head right back to the jail and say, lock me up, I'm finished, I hear you again. That's the whole tachlis. Gam l'shmita yesh erich atzmi. He says that gol ach yesh l'gam erich b'tor shana hamosheches, Rav Kook's words, hamosheches achere idelios elikios. That it should be able to draw godly ideals from shmita into the next 6 years. From Shabbos into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. From Pesach into the 7 weeks of Shemitah and so on, to be able to take and to bring into that world. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll continue with this next.
Pleasure.
Left even Shabbos.